As Rambam describes the story and miracle of Hanukkah, he emphasizes the fact that the Chashmonaim entered the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th of Kislev, and that's when they found all of the contaminated oil. Soloveitchik wondered, if that was the case, then really the holiday should actually start on the 26th day of Kislev. Because we know in general, when it comes to the daily lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was lit at night. And therefore, if the Chashmonaim entered on the 25th, they would not actually have actually lit the menorah until later that evening, which halachically is the 26th. So why don't we have a holiday starting on the 26th of Kislev? Why do we, in fact, start on the 25th? Well, Soloveitchik answered that we can understand this in light of the Rambam's more general approach to the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, which, even though it included lighting the menorah, the Rambam very much emphasizes as the critical aspect of the mitzvah, the preparation of the oils and wicks, preparing the menorah for lighting that the Kohanim were involved with every afternoon. During the day, something that was known as hatavas haneros, preparing the menorah, cleaning out the old wicks and preparing new ones and new oil, that was done earlier in the day so that they could light the menorah in the evening. That preparation stage, that hatava, the Rambam says, is the critical component when counting the mitzvah in general of lighting the menorah. Therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam understood that since the Chashmonaim were already involved in this process of hatavas haneros, of preparing the menorah on the 25th, even though they didn't actually light until the evening, which was the 26th technically, but because the preparation started on the 25th, therefore our holiday of Chanukah already begins on the 25th. Rav Lichtenstein, in expanding on this idea of Rav Soloveitchik, explains that there are two dimensions and two lessons we can learn from this. Number one is that hatava, even though we translate it as preparation, but it really comes milashon, enhancement, to make something more tov. And that is teaching us the important lesson that preparation improves and enhances quality. We shouldn't approach our mitzvos and our religious life in general as ad hoc, just kind of winging it. But rather, we should think deeply about things in advance, prepare for our mitzvah experiences, because that will improve the quality. Secondly, another dimension of hatava is the fact that unlike the lighting of the menorah, which is effortless and brings with it immediate gratification and immediate benefit of the light, the preparation actually involved much more physical exertion and effort. Plus, it was a delayed gratification. They would put in the effort during the day, but not see the light until the evening. And this is a second message for us as part of our religious observance. Sometimes we can benefit from things initially and immediately, and sometimes even effortlessly. But most good things in life involve all sorts of effort and often involve delayed gratification. And being appreciative and sensitive to this is not only a message that is worthy of thinking about at Hanukkah, but a message for our religious lives in general.